This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, had proposed numerous changes in its response to a ceasefire proposal. He noted that some of the changes are workable, while others are not.
In the days ahead, we are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal, because we know it's in the interests of Israelis, Palestinians, the entire world.
A Hamas official told Reuters that a ceasefire must lead to a permanent end to hostilities in Gaza, withdrawal of Israeli forces, reconstruction of the Palestinian enclave, and release of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. A fleet of Russian warships have reached Cuban waters ahead of planned military exercises in the Caribbean. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. military expects military exercises by Moscow in the Caribbean will involve a handful of Russian ships and support vessels, which may also stop in Venezuela. Russia's a longtime ally of Venezuela and Cuba, and its warships and aircraft have periodically made forays into the Caribbean. Tensions are growing over Western support for Ukraine. The Russian mission comes less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to protect Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian ballistic missile strike on Ukraine's southern city of Kryvyi Rih on Wednesday killed 9 people and injured 29, including 5 children, Interior Minister Ihor Klemenko said. Kryvyi Rih is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown and the deadliest attack in weeks.